This is CliffCentral.com.
Dance. Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My lord.
In the studio, joined by the ever so energetic
my God,
Flex Boogie. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank when you so much for having me.
When was the last time we hung out together?
I think last year. Last year, March or something.
Yo, dude.
Yeah, that's like a year. I spent a whole year not seeing you, not vibing with you.
Yeah.
Set time. Yeah.
So what were you doing? What was happening during this period that we haven't seen each other?
Man, it's I've just been trying to make music that I feel good about. You know what I mean? And just finding the right outfit to work with. Just trying to find people to work with that didn't have a prescriptive sound about, you know, we're gonna make music that we're gonna make music because this is what radio's playing. We're gonna make music because this is what people are vibing to at the moment. I wanted to make music that we feel good about, you know what I mean? Like that, you know, it feeds your spirit when you get on stage. You know me, I get loud, I go back on stage, you know what I mean? So
listen, I'm gonna be posting some videos because whenever this man comes in the studio, it's epic, it's energy, man.
It's that love and that energy and that good vibe. You know what I mean? It's the boogie. Come on, man. My name is Flex Boogie. What do you expect? What do you expect? Big things and a mad thing.
Brief background on Flex Boogie for the benefit of those who are listening for the first time. Yeah. They have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
In just a few seconds, how would you sum yourself up?
Flex Boogie is the most extraordinary performer you've ever seen on stage live. I mean, I'm not called the best performer on stage in South Africa for no reason. I mean, in Africa, even, you know what I mean? I'm like the new age Fela Kuti. You know what I'm saying?
So
I'll never put myself down, brother. I've got energy, and when I step on stage, I respect the platform that's given to me because, you know, if people are paying good money to come see me perform, I'm going to give them entertainment that they paid for, right? And even go beyond, because who knows? After that set, I might just kick the bucket. And
my
be
nigga.
Out. You know
my
what I mean?
Nigga.
So you're going to remember me for the best performance you've ever seen in your life. You're going to remember me for good music. You're going to remember me for soul. You're going to remember me for making you want to go home and make love to your woman. You're going to remember me for, you know, making you want to be a better man, a better woman, a better, you know, a better lover of music. And when you listen to me, man.
All right.
Inspiration.
Let me paint a picture for you. What we have in the studio, we've got Flex Boogie. We've got his band.
Grey Leon.
Yeah. And we've got one on drums. You want to just do something for us there? Let me just sort this out.
My guy.
It's that kind of show, man. I'm going to be posting some videos on my social media, even Snapchat as well. You can catch me on Snapchat. In fact, it's Onil Africa. I'll be posting some videos of what's happening live in the studio. We're also live on Facebook.
On Facebook, Flex Boogie SA. Just tune in. We live right now. You can see me go buck. You can see Onil go buck.
You can
see Grey Leon, my band, go buck.
Right, so are we ready to start doing something?
I think we should.
Okay, cool.
I see a few ladies outside. We should do something.
Let's go, gentlemen.
Come on, boys.
On the other side of this.
One, two, three. Let's go.
Hello. Yeah.
All right.
Hello, sunshine. How do you do it? Build a loving heart from its ruins. I think it's about time. I show you what you do. Your super duper magic, your voodoo. Babe, tell me if it is okay for me to kiss you again. Hey, and if the red bouquet of roses made you smile again. Babe, maybe when we do, then I can take a knee for your ring. Say that, babe, and when I marry you, let heaven bring us blessed rain. Cause you make everybody wanna scream out, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, babe, pull up, pull up, pull up. Sweet, tell me if it is okay for me to kiss you again, hey. Babe, and if the red bouquet of your roses made you smile again, say that, babe, yeah, maybe
then I can take a knee for your ring. Hey, babe, yeah, when I marry you, let heaven bring us blessed rain. You make everybody wanna scream out, Pula, 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 babe, Pula, 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 hey, yeah. Your mama hands bless them for raising me a treasure. God bless them. Oh God, you got me here confessing how heaven guarantees you my affection, your baby. You see pain gone come, baby, rain gone fall, but if you stay mine, you know we'll grow strong. Pain gone come, baby, rain gone fall, but if you stay mine, you know we'll grow strong. I know, oh, oh. Hearts broke before, but they never turned to stone. We can weather any storm, don't go, oh, oh. Hey, don't go, no, babe. Tell me if it is okay for me to kiss you again. Hey, hey, babe. And if the red bouquet of roses made you smile again. Hey, babe. And maybe when we do, then I can take a knee for your ring. Hey, hey. And when I marry you, let heaven bring us blessed rain. Make everybody wanna scream out, Pula, Pula, Pula. Pula, babe, Pula, 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 babe. Tell me if it is okay for me to kiss you again. Hey, babe, babe, baby. And if the red bouquet of your roses made you smile again. Hey, hey, come on, baby. And maybe when we do, then I can take a knee for your ring. Hey, babe, and when I marry you, let heaven bring us blessings.
Yo, Gray Leon. We're on Cliff Central with Gray Leon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Flex Boogie, and I'm chilling with O'Neal. What's up, brother? I do this to you all the time, don't I?
Amazing stuff. Listen, I just want you to go. Keep going.
You make everybody want to sing out. Pula, 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 babe. Pula, Pula, Pula.
Hold on, hold on.
Your mama hands bless them for raising me a treasure. God bless them. Hey, you got me here confessing how heaven guarantees you my affection, yeah, babe. You see pain gon' come, baby, rain gon' fall, but if you stay mine, you know we'll grow strong. Pain gon' come, baby, rain gon' fall, but if you stay mine, we'll grow strong. I know, oh, oh. Hearts broke before, but they never turned to stone. We can weather any storm, don't go.
So what's happening album-wise? Are you working on anything?
Album-wise, I'm working on an album. I'm actually going to give away some good music on, okay, on SoundCloud. I think next month, if everyone agrees to what the plight is for, okay, from the fans, you know what I mean? I think the fans deserve a good bunch of music from me.
Okay.
And then I'm working on a new album. The stuff that we're giving out for free is called the Greatest Sellout LP.
Okay.
And then I'm working on the Powers LP.
What's happening? Where do people find your music? Where are you performing?
Yeah, we're actually starting to do the performance circuit right now because I feel like we have enough content to present on stage to do like a whole hour 30 live performance. And that's what I've always wanted to do, to give people, you know, when you come out to see me, you come out to see a great show. So I think right now, like more than anything, we're ready. And people can book us, man. BKSBLK@gmail.com. That's the bookings people. Matthew will respond immediately. Also, you can find me online, man. Like iTunes, we got music there. We got Forgive Me is actually, we just released Forgive Me. It's going on iTunes, I think, in a couple of weeks' time. It should be there. Also, you can find me on social media. I mean, I'm super active on social media, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr. You can find me there, you know.
So let's talk about your sound.
Yeah.
Where do you place yourself?
I'm genre fluid, man. I've always hated when we started with the whole hip hop thing in SA. It was always, you're going to do hip hop and stick to it. You're going to do house and you stick into it. You're going to do pop and stick into it. You're going to do R&B and stick into it. You're going to do soul and, you know, do that forever. But for me, I've got so many genre influences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I was raised off of disco, funk, pop, punk. I was raised off of hard metal, of gospel, of R&B and neo soul and you know, grime. Like I came up as a grime artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they couldn't understand it here, so I had to, like, you know, toe the line and be a rapper, right? But I also came up like a huge influence. Like my biggest influence has always been jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's always been the standout sound for me in my life. And like right now, I'm living by the premise that, and I'm inviting this into my life, I just want to create good music, man. And I think my fans appreciate me for that.
Yeah.
You know, the fans that have been with me since I started releasing music.
Yeah.
I think they appreciate me for that. Like every record is a surprise.
It's
like
you don't.
Yeah, it's music and nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, so when I get on stage, I'm able to deliver different emotions. I'm able to deliver different experiences, and it's not constrained to just one genre.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that gives me a creative edge as compared to other artists.
Should we do something funky? Can we just...
Yeah, man.
Rock out?
I'm willing to rock out.
Are we ready to do something?
The guys are ready.
All right, cool. So... Like,
whatever's clever. Whatever comes to you guys' minds.
We're coming back. Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Listen to me.
All right, so we're back with Flex Boogie, and we're
Gray
about
Leon.
To boogie. Can
Gray
we
Leon.
Do this?
Let's do this.
Yes, the final performance, as a matter of fact. So let's go.
Is this our last performance?
Yes, sir. Sadly, we don't have all the time in the world, so...
So our keys have a little problem. Oh,
okay,
we got sound. We're back.
It's O'Neal Africa.
What we talking about? The life I live is always about me. Giving my all, I'm giving it out too quick. You know I love it whenever the bras drop. Whenever she's on top, taking me in, but I'm off to another town, talking another round. Another rowdy crowd that's showing a lot of love. She wanna call and argue and say everything about me. Telling her I love her is the very thing she's doubtful of. Paying no mind, I wanna do, but can't. She's such a blessing, and with her moves and hands, I wanna pack her back, catch a flight. Tell her when I land, all emotions I wanna impress. In bed on her, I put the essence of the man I am. In the presence of the future, there I wanna stand. But then, I wonder if she understands. All these women look amazing, but they couldn't be my plan. So I'm telling her, Ngeke ngikushiye dali wami. Ngeke ngikulahle sithandwa sami. I said I love you and I'm never leaving you. I said I cannot be coming home to you. Ngeke ngikushiye dali wami. Ngeke ngikulahle sithandwa.
said I love you and I'll never leave you. I said I care.
Look, deny me not the fruitful harvest of what I reap is what she asks. Task at hand is my work, and I'm consumed by the need to serve. Give servitude, then service. You need blessing sometimes. All I see is the need to pay these damn bills. Oh yeah, you ask for affection. Well, a kiss isn't enough to surface love and show you how I really feel. When you stay, and I have to go. You run, play, and I have these goals to put this food on the table. So your bag is a label, a fable, cease to exist, and I'm unable to lay kisses in. Dip my tongue to your navel. Honor wishes and dish lust when we unstable. I cuss, you cuss, we make love. Customers, we won't come crashing up. Wake up, I'm not leaving you. I take up and I'll be giving you love. Wake up, I'm not leaving you. I take up and I'll be giving you love. I said, shout at you, hey, babe, I didn't mean to shout at you, hey, I just wanna love you, can we make love tonight, hey, babe,
schedule and do this properly. Can we do this for an entire hour?
I want to do that.
Junior agrees. Junior, do you agree?
With the band?
Yeah.
I'll bring the band out here. I'll bring the squad.
Flex Boogie. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I am seeing faces. I'm seeing new faces.
Ah, okay.
And but now I'm just linking up with a few friends, a few international friends, and hopefully we'll make music. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. We don't have a show this weekend, but we have one next week, Friday, at Coffee Vilakazi Street, Soweto. Upper Vilakazi, there's a coffee shop. It's called Coffee. You guys should come out, come see Gray Leon do the damn thing.
Okay, listen, man. It's always a blessing to have you here,
bro.
And a big shout out going out to your entire band, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for the effort.
That's Vic on the drums. That's NK on the keys, and this is Big Musa on the strings. You guys couldn't hear him clearly, but I promise you, next time we get here, ting of them got happen. You know.
Thank you guys very much. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. That's at least 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, Flex Boogie.
My God, thank you so much for having us, Cliff Central. O'Neal, I love you, my brother.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neal, radio has never been faithful.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The amazing music of Tiësto. Hanging out with John Legend. It's called Summer Nights. It's a brand new one. All right, so we're back again. It's O'Neal on Cliff Central. If you just joined us, remember everything that happens on the show is available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. In studio right now, joined by the incredible, the muses, Listen, we've been trying to get them in the studio. I don't know for how long. In fact, I don't know if they remember. They cancelled on us at some point. So, are we good enough for you guys now?
I don't remember.
Are we good enough?
I don't think we did it on purpose.
I don't believe it. Okay, what could have possibly happened? Let's just think
work.
About
it. It was like probably like a show. You know what I mean? We won't cancel if it's not work. It was never like we don't want to come.
So it was like process of elimination based on priority. Like, okay, bottom of the food chain.
The most important.
Listen, you guys are here, ever grateful. Listen, what you guys do is absolutely mind-blowing.
Thank you.
First time I saw it, it was on TV. I can't remember what show it was, but I was like, how do you even begin to put that together? How does it happen? Who made the first call and said, listen, I've got this wild idea.
That one day.
The mastermind.
Even that developed,
I think, yeah. So we had some great ideas, but it's developed along the way. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we had an idea to start with playing pop music and do it in a bit of a different way. Mm. And little by little, it's, I think, evolved into where we are today as an electric string quartet. And
how long have you guys been together for?
As we are now,
I think like
we,
going on
yeah,
five.
The Muses, 2011 we,
yeah.
we
oh,
started.
So yeah, 5 years.
But we've been through a few changes along the way.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
Faces are different, but
I see.
The concept's still the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, you guys come together and you decide this is what you're going to do. And then professionally, at some point, it had to go professional.
Mm.
And at what point did you realize it was worthy of people actually paying money to go and see you guys?
I think from the beginning, we're all professional musicians in that we live and breathe music.
Yeah.
Whether we're studying, whether we're practicing, whether we're teaching, whether we're performing, we're all musicians. So this was just an extended... leg almost.
And what we do is it literally reaches every kind of person that you find around there, because every person can relate to it. Mm-hmm. So
what's the performance you've all enjoyed the most, like unanimously you decided like this is the performance?
Do we love doing live shows
just because it pushes us a little bit. We recently did the Lyric Theatre, two shows for Let's Do It Together for Education.
And
that was a great show.
It was fun.
That was a great show. Also the one we just did now, Olive and
Wine Festival.
Wine Festival, that was Kesselinger. That was my favorite.
It was fun when people. We enjoy playing for a crowd because a lot of events we end up doing, we're kind of the background. We're there. We can smile and look pretty. And with
the crowd, you feed off the energy. So
okay.
For me, that's what's fun. Yeah. The minute you see the enjoyment from the people, and the minute you see them get up and dance and love the music that you're playing, then
it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about. Obviously, you do performances. This is how we know you guys.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you have to be able to put out music out there for us to consume.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that? Have you worked on any albums?
Yeah,
any
we have
projects?
Like three albums already into
three
it.
Three albums
like,
into it.
Like, where are you guys?
That's
why we couldn't make the previous time.
You see, my producer is. Well, she's not happy with me. She sabotages me.
Oh, okay.
So we blame it on the producer.
We're busy working on some new repertoire at the moment.
Okay.
And unfortunately, album sales, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Like, we don't always find the
joy
return.
In making albums.
No, we love the recording, we love the process.
We
love being in the studio, but album sales are difficult, I think. I think where we're at, we just want to put music out
and be creative and do different things.
So we've got stuff in the line life. I don't know if it's our fourth album or whether it's going to just go be on iTunes, but we're
like an EP,
but it's coming soon. Yeah.
Are you guys going to do something for us now?
Are you going to play us a track?
No, I don't know. You guys can just
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, just the space is, I like to call it the safe space. There are no mistakes here. We embrace every single hiccup that happens. So if you guys can just play something for us, it would be nice.
Okay, cool.
We brought along two violins today, so we don't have our full setup here. But do we have any...
Listen,
music?
I would never know. you want me to play some kind of instrumental in the background and you just...
Yeah, we normally have a backtrack and okay. then we have our instruments above that.
Oh, okay, all right. Let's see what I have here. We also like experimenting.
We can jam over something as well.
Okay, so I'm going to challenge you guys to something a little bit unorthodox. Oh, yeah. Flip it up. No, don't put away your violins. Don't put them away.
Are you impressed?
We're gonna switch it up a bit.
Do you believe?
That was very cool.
Okay. Yeah. That's what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the muses in the studio and they're just messing around. And listen, what you guys are doing is incredible. Can I have you every Friday?
Well, if we're not
anytime.
Busy, I'm kidding.
So listen, who is the stubborn one of the quartet?
Stubborn, yeah. Yes. Let's say Ashley.
Yes, that's Ashley.
No, nobody who's... Listen, she just admitted it herself. Seriously? Really?
No, she's not stubborn.
I feel like she's the one you guys bully.
No.
Really?
No. I don't think Ashley gets bullied.
She's a bully. I think I'm just very stubborn when it comes to being
a perfectionist.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So who's
I don't think anyone is really stubborn in our group. We're
easygoing. Yeah. The four of us actually get on really well.
Really well.
We're
good
friends.
Yeah.
Who's always late for meetings?
Oh, Ruby.
Why is it the hair? What is it?
She always gets ready for everything.
Why
did
she ask that? Why are we going there?
She always gets ready first and she's always the last one to get on stage.
Guys, it's the hair. I'm kidding.
Okay, I see.
It's a problem. It's like you wake up on time, but just the process between like the door and like the car is like it's a mission. I don't know what happened.
This is the first time I've ever heard it being explained in this manner. And wow.
It's
that's groundbreaking.
Listen, I think I'm working on it.
She's
though.
A professional at it, so she has to find a way to explain it.
No.
She has every excuse in the book. It's wonderful. Yeah.
So where is your next performance?
Cathy's on no, the...
Not the
oh,
next,
well,
but
well,
yeah.
The next one that people
live,
can come watch.
Okay.
It's Cathy's on the 6th of August, but we're actually doing some... shows next week, Sun City on the 30th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
which is also quite a good gig.
Like.
Are we going to see you guys doing your own shows going forward, possibly putting together a DVD?
Hopefully, we're in the
what work. Would it take for that to happen?
We're actually talking about it. Yeah, after the Lyric Theatre shows, we really enjoyed having our own show. It's quite a lot more stressful. It takes a lot more planning, and we're excited. We want to feature some of our new music as well. Yeah. Okay. So we're just trying to get to a point where, yeah, we've got all of that together.
Collabos, are you going to be working with anybody?
Definitely.
We would love to work with, Black Coffee or just putting it out there. Hey.
Why hasn't that happened?
We've done some shows for Black Coffee
With the orchestra.
Africa Rising project. So, we've worked with him before and he's.
Yeah,
great,
we're always open to performing with any kind of artist because it's easy with instruments because
we fit in very easily.
So what are the challenges that you guys come across as the muses and given what you do?
I think people believing that we actually are talented
and that we actually play.
People think we're faking it.
I think people don't understand the electric instruments and they're like, how does that instrument that doesn't look like it's plugged in, how does it work?
I think that's the biggest misconception is how does that translate to what you're doing?
And we do all our shows in heels and we look pretty.
That's a challenge as well.
Okay. I think that's the biggest challenge.
Now that you mention it.
All right, cool. So we have our final 5 minutes. You want to just play around again?
I would love you to play one of our tracks.
That's going to come. That's
okay.
Is it?
All right.
Should we do if anyone can guess what track we're playing?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Gina will guess and my producer will guess. Okay, cool. My words, all of them were. You guys are hopeless. You should have seen them. Okay, switch it up. Next one. Let's hear the next one.
Game of Thrones.
Oh wait, that's
you gave it away.
No, I wouldn't know because I don't watch shit, so I don't know about my producer. So they gave it away. Okay, cool. So now, what we're going to do is, let's do another one. Let's see if Junior can get it. He's, how old are you now? 20?
21.
Yeah. Okay. Junior is 21. So let's see what.
Do you want the next one?
Yeah.
Why are you looking
at me? Is there anything else I can do for you?
This one.
This is
Mark Ronson.
It's too high.
Yeah.
That one.
You're lying.
That's Bruno Mars.
She's right.
Uptown Funk. Why are you trying to hate on me, O'Neal? It's Uptown Funk, Cole.
Yeah. Check it out now. Girls, let your hallelujah.
Oh.
Girls, let your hallelujah. Girls, let your hallelujah. The Uptown Funk, go give it to you.
So what's the favorite one you guys do? The one that you all agree.
We love that
one.
I
jam to this one.
That's one of our favorites.
Yeah, Nayo and I have a little bit of a competition when it comes to this song.
Yeah. Okay, so What would constitute a difficult song?
We have a track called The Buzz, which was originally a Timmy Trumpet. What
yeah,
is
Timmy, yeah, Timmy Trumpet.
Yeah, with the name that difficult. I imagine. It must it's have been hard.
That's where we started. It was just pronouncing the name.
Okay.
any track comes with its difficulty, especially yeah. with four string instruments, because
okay.
you have to rehearse together in order for you to become. Like one
unit.
Yeah.
I see.
We have to feel
I
it
see.
Together. Yeah. We have to, yeah.
Can we do something local?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. nice. Yeah, pop up, pop.
If I gave you guys a challenge, would you be able to do it? If I gave you a song and I asked you to play it?
It depends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends.
Let me think of the corniest song. Kat, help me come up with a corny song. You're the one who's responsible
Macarena.
For the corny
Why
song.
Does it have
the corniest
to be
song is like
huh?
Britney Spears,
Can I give
Baby
a corny
One More Time.
Song?
Okay, go ahead.
I promise they probably don't know it.
Yeah.
And now you can't even think
wait,
of it.
Wait, I've got one. It's just there.
Okay.
Wow, really? We can see it. Now that you mention it.
We can see it. It's right there. Now.
Counting Stars.
No.
What?
No, that's not corny.
No.
Wait, man.
Kat, come on. Come
I said Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Isn't that the corniest song ever?
Oh, yeah, but you know.
Yeah, like you're alone there, Kat. Let me switch off my mic, in fact.
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah. All you need is like a fake Britney voice and you got
oh,
it.
Oh, baby,
yeah. And you have to sound like you're being strangled. It's very easy.
Oh, baby,
very
baby.
Fun,
oh, that's a pounce to now.
All right, guys. Okay, cool. Okay, look, I'm an old soul, so I'm just going to throw you back. He passed away recently.
Prince.
Yeah, Purple Rain.
Okay.
Purple Rain. I can't remember how Purple Rain goes.
Really?
What do you want the
Yeah, just play Purple Rain.
Sure.
That's amazing. The perfectionist, by the way. That was the perfectionist to play.
Yeah. Proper perfectionist.
Yeah. Okay. So do you guys have roles in the group?
Roles. Oh, roles.
Yeah. What are the different roles that you...
We do.
Yeah, we do. I mean, apart from our, I mean, roles of, we obviously are instruments. We have first violin, second violin, viola,
and cello.
Who's the most violent? I feel like it could be you.
Violent?
Look, I think everyone brings a different element to the performance.
Okay.
So, Olive has this, she's got the sexiest legs in the world. So, she
she's
always
like
has
sexy
her
legs.
Her legs
you know?
Don't quit.
Okay.
What
yeah.
is it?
Is that
we
my
need to see
is
them?
Is that my role?
No. Olive's role is that...
So wait, is that why you brought her into the group? Because of her legs?
Yeah, no, there's a criteria, eh? I'm kidding.
No, She looks after us. She's our mommy muse.
She's our
mommy muse.
Ah, okay.
I've got stage manager muse.
No, yeah. Not really. I think I've got the hips don't lie moves.
The hips don't lie moves, and if you say you're going to learn a piece, you better learn it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Don't stage make me learn the piece, and then no one does,
stage,
it, does it.
Stage manager, mom.
Yeah, you better get your life sorted.
Yeah, I like to push.
A lot.
So who throws the most tantrums?
No one.
We're all pretty easygoing. And Naya makes us laugh. She's always singing songs. And
she makes
up
songs.
If we do like
can I sing you my jam?
Sing us your jam.
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes. Say I'm Nail. I play the cello.
Wow. We each have rhymes.
Okay, so
Olivia.
She comes up with like random songs like
Olivia.
That.
Oh, we don't want to say Ashley.
No.
Sam Ruby. I don't got boobie.
You don't say mine. It's okay.
Okay. Now. Okay, Sandy, I don't know if I want to talk about that. So, I don't know how this interview disintegrated from what it was to legs and boobs. I always say body parts.
Suddenly I'm
glad
we didn't say yours.
Yes, we are.
Anyway, guys, sadly we're out of time. It would have been nice to have carried on. I don't know, picking out body parts.
We can make up one for you if you want.
You want to do one? Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. You want to do something?
Well, we have to get it in rhythm.
Well, I could say something.
No, okay. let's not say it live on air.
Okay, all right. My producer is on my case. She's getting jealous.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
she's
producer.
She's the worst. When I've got female guests, she's the worst.
Terry Jones.
Yeah. Like, listen. She's actually chipping away an hour of my show. Like, right now, we're supposed to be carrying on. But because you guys are here, she wouldn't have it. Kat, what's wrong with you?
Kat! Come on, Kat.
Grow up, Kat. Grow up. I need this hour. I'm kidding, guys. Thank you very much. So, where are you performing tonight?
We're not tonight. We're
taking a break.
But we just had like a morning of shooting and finishing up an EPK that's going to come up. So like some things in the works. But tonight we have like an off night.
Yeah, just follow us and you'll see what's coming up next.
So the handle is The Muses, S-A, right?
Yeah.
The Muses, Z-A.
Oh, Z-A.
On Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find us, The Muses. Mm.
Okay. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thanks so much for
this
having us.
This was so
much fun. Cool. Please come back. Are you going to come back?
We will.
Definitely.
Am I worth it now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. All right. L'Oreal, I'm worth it. Junior.
Mate.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much for an excellent job, as you always do.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Take care of yourself. If you're going to have sex, make sure
I knew you were
it's with a human being.
Come on, boss. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You're listening to a real old Central. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
fixed. A real old Central.
And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned.
True.
O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal.